This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The three-day G7 summit drew to a close on Sunday with leaders promising to tackle China's growing problem with influenza, fight climate change, get more COVID-19 jabs to poor countries, and keep up their economic stimulus programs. The summit was the first by the leaders of the United Kingdom, United States, Japan, Germany, France, Italy, and Canada since Joe Biden became U.S. president. Amongst the pledges made, the G7 said that it would meet a long overdue funding pledge of $100 billion a year by rich countries to help poorer ones cut emissions and cope with global warming. Aid campaigners said the promises remain vague and it could undermine efforts for a new global deal to cut emissions later this year. G7 also promised to halt and reverse biodiversity loss by the year 2030. Israel's parliament narrowly approved a new government, ending the historic 12-year rule of former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and sends the polarizing leader into the opposition. Naftali Bennett, the former ally of Netanyahu, turned rival, becomes prime minister and was sworn into office after a 60-59 vote. Promising to try to heal a divided nation, Bennett will preside over a fragile coalition comprised of eight parties with deep ideological differences. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New COVID-19 cases continue to decline across most of the United States, even in some states with vaccine-hesitant populations. But almost all states bucking that trend have lower than average vaccination rates. Case totals nationally have declined in a week from a 7-day average of nearly 21,000 on May 29th to around 14,000 on Saturday. Experts said some states are seeing increased immunity because there were high rates of natural spread of the disease. But Dr. Leanna Nguyen is concerned that the natural immunity of those people who have been exposed to coronavirus may soon wane. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that he is expected his summit this week with U.S. President Joe Biden to help establish dialogue between the two countries and to restore the effect. To that effect, the White House has said that President Joe Biden will bring up ransomware cyber attacks emanating from Russia at the June 16th summit planned. U.S. President Joe Biden and Turkish counterpart Tayyip Erdogan have known each other for years. Their meeting Monday will be their first as heads of state, and it comes at a particularly tense moment of relations between the two countries. The list of disagreements is unusually long for the two NATO allies, as U.S. support for Kurdish fighters in Syria, as well as Turkey's purchase of a Russian weapon system. Biden also infuriated Ankara by declaring that the Ottoman-era mass killing and deportations of Armenians was genocide. Previous U.S. presidents that avoided using that term. Erdogan and Biden are scheduled to meet at a NATO summit in Brussels. Pope Francis on Sunday demanded that humanitarian aid reach hungry people in the war-torn Tigray region of northern Ethiopia, where Ethiopian and Eritrean soldiers are blocking food and other assistance. Francis called on all immediate end to fighting in Tigray, return of social harmony, and for all food and aid and health care assistance be guaranteed. There is more available at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.